We are on page 288, Siman Kuf Yun Ches. Okay, so last time we were together, we discussed about what happens if you made a mistake of saying Talamat Racha. So we talked about that what happens if you started the next bracha, no problem. I mean, it is a problem, you should remember. But you say saying Talamat Racha and Shema Kaleinu. If you don't remember at Shema Kaleinu, you already said Shema Kaleinu and started with Say. If you didn't start with Say, you say saying Talamat Racha. But if you start with Say, so then. At least that's what the Machaber says. Nira, you'd say you're saying Talmud Torah. If you started with say, so then you're already in the next part of Shmoneh Esrei. You're in the thank yous of Shmoneh Esrei. So then, if you didn't remember to say the same Talmud Torah and Shema Kaleinu, so then you have to go back to Berech Aleinu, say the same Talmud Torah, go sequentially. You have to say Tka B'Shofar Shiva Shoteinu. You know, say those even though you said them. But you have to say them over again and continue from there. If you already were okay raglov, if you already finished Shmoneh Esrei, so then if you made a mistake in saying Talamad Racha, you'd have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So again, there's a discussion what is considered a kiras raglov, what is considered that you broke your stance. So again, it depends if you normally say your own tefillos, if you don't say your own tefillos. But if you finish your own tefillos, if you're about to step back, so that's considered already that you're okay raglov, that would be too late. Bir Halacha brings down, it's the Rashba, that Chayodam, that says, no, you have to split your feet, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't come out that way. So again, if you're about to step back and you didn't step back yet, so that's considered as if you finished davening already, even though you didn't step back. And if you made a mistake in the Saint Talmud Matar Racha to say or not to say, you'd have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so Kuf Yud Ches. So the next step is Hashiva Shofteinu, that we daven that Hashem should return our judges. I was talking to somebody today about this, about how if you don't have leaders, so you're totally in darkness. In old days, we had Nevuah. And then I have Nevuah, but you have people with Ruach HaKodesh and Baruch Hashem. We still have people today with Ruach HaKodesh, but they're hard to get to. So then you're in total darkness. That's why the Ruach says, V'asar mimen yogam v'anach Hashem, take away anguish and crying because you don't know what an answer is to anything. So anyways, Chosem ba melech oev tzedakah mishpat. And the ending of that, the bracha of that bracha is Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, the king who loves charity and judgment. So the Mishnah Berurah said, we'll see, that Mishnah Berurah says, Machaber continues, Mirashana Yom Kippurim, as you know, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, it's changed slightly. Chosem HaMelech HaMishpat. As you all know, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we say HaMelech HaMishpat, not Melech Oetzel HaMishpat, but HaMelech HaMishpat. Mishnah Berurah points out that it's HaMelech HaMishpat with two hays. HaMelech HaMishpat. Mishnah Berurah says you should be careful with that. Because some people say, if you didn't say it with the two hays, HaMelech HaMishpat, you're not Yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that Bedyevet, if you said Melech HaMishpat, you don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But again, during that time of year, we should be very careful with HaMelech HaMishpat. The Rama says, Mihu, however, Im Amar Melech Oed Tzedakah Mishpat, the Rama is lenient, and he says during those 10 days, if you said the regular thing, if you said Melech Oed Tzedakah Mishpat, Ein Tzarech La'achzor. You don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to go back. V'lomru sheyachzor el b'makom shekol hashana omrim hakel ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. The only time we say you have to return it is only in places where they would say the ending of the bracha, or they would say the bracha is hakel ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. So since you didn't say melech, according to that liturgy, so then you'd have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But according to the way, let's say, we say it during the rest of the year, you say Melech anyways. The the whole idea of between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is you're, again, we focus on that Hashem is the Melech, if you recall that. So therefore, you have to say Melech. So according to the Machaber, you have to say HaMelech HaMishpat. According to the Ramah, you're saying HaMelech anyways. If you didn't say HaMelech in there, again, which would normally we do anyways, so then you'd have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that if the Achron bring down that if you start saying you start saying Melech Oed Staka Umishpat, so then all you do is change it to HaMelech HaMishpat, as long as it took the Dibor very close by. So then you erase it and, so to speak, and redo it. But if you already said Melech Oed Staka Umishpat and you waited 2 seconds, so then you, again, the Ramah says you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Now what's interesting, so this is a famous disagreement. Now what's interesting is, at least for right now, when we're talking about Purim Katan, so what's interesting is, what would you do if, the Mishnah Berurah says, if during the year, let's say tonight, you know, we're learning this, so you get a little mixed up, Purim, Yom Kippurim, you know, Purim Katan, you know, all sounds the same. So were picturing the Yomim Noraim. So tonight, in, let's say, Maariv, don't do this, you said HaMelech HaMishpat. Or, as we saw before, in the third bracha, Shmon Esrei, it's, instead of HaKel HaKadosh, you say HaMelech HaKadosh, right? So let's say during the year, not during Aseres HaMetshuva, but a person said, excuse me, you said, let's say tonight you said HaMelech HaMishpat. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you said HaMelech HaMishpat tonight, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Again, you shouldn't do it, but you're Yotze, the Mishnah Berurah says. But hopefully no one will make that mistake. So, okay, we'll stop here. Was there something else I wanted to say? Yeah. Actually, there's one. Save it for tomorrow. There's something very interesting by the Shari Tshuva. Meretz Hashem, we'll get to the Blinetter tomorrow.